We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on an ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. But she can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside her. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
I love talking about the things of God because of truth and the biblical worldview.
The U.S. Constitution obligates our government to preserve and protect the rights that our founders recognize come from God, our Creator, not our government. I believe that Scripture in the Bible is very clear that God is the one that raised up each of you, and God has allowed us to be brought here to this specific moment in time.
This is Jenna Ellis in the Morning.
Good morning, America. This is J. Christian Adams in for Jenna Ellis again today. It's been so nice to be with you the last couple of days, last week also. We'll be here tomorrow. If we haven't met before, I run the Public Interest Legal Foundation, a nonprofit law firm dedicated to election integrity. How about that this year? Also on the United States Commission on Civil Rights, we're going to talk about religious liberty in this hour and what happened at the commission last week. And lastly, you can follow me on Twitter and I can follow you at Election Law, CTR, Election Law Center. And I can't help but notice every couple of years, the culture decides to take somebody in, chew them up and spit them out. You know, that they do something that bothers the prevailing cultural winds. And the latest version of this, we're going to talk about this, want to hear from you. If you haven't heard about this, this is really, really important because it shows this ongoing fight between what used to be considered normal and what now is considered politically incorrect. Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker. If you haven't heard about this story, you need to hear about this story because Harrison Butker, the name is very hard to say, isn't it? Butker. He's a good kicker, Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chief Harrison Butker, has said something. He has spoken words that reflect his views, and it's gotten him in all kinds of trouble because that's what we do these days. That's what the left likes to do. If you speak your faith, if you express your views about America, if you say things like all men are created equal, that's politically incorrect. If you say things like people should be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, that's politically incorrect. Because the war on wrongthink, some of you will get the joke or the reference, the war on wrongthink continues in the culture. So what did Harrison Butker do? Well, first of all, the White House yesterday, if you think this is just some quirky story, the White House yesterday was asked at a press conference, press secretary, will Harrison Butker be allowed in the White House? Will he be allowed to come to the White House when the Kansas City Chiefs are celebrated as Super Bowl champions? Of course, the winners of every major sports championship get invites to the White House to go hang out with the president. And so last year when Harrison Butker went to the White House, because remember, the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls in a row, Harrison Butker caused all kinds of controversy at the White House because he had the courage to wear a pro-life tie. He wore a pro-life tie, and that sent all of the establishment and all of the reporters and all of the staffers at the White House into a tizzy because Harrison Butker had the audacity to show up at the Super Bowl celebration at the White House with a pro-life message. So he was already a marked man, okay, before we get to what happens next. So Harrison Butker attended Georgia Tech. He was a kicker at Georgia Tech. And by the way, he's a fantastic kicker, folks. He's the big time. I mean, the really big time. Super Bowl winning kicking type stuff at the last second. So He spoke at Georgia Tech, his alma mater, last year at commencement. And he said something very, very controversial. He told the graduates at Georgia Tech last year to get married and start a family. Get married and start a family. Now, we could go off on a purely economic analysis of that comment as to whether or not it contained wisdom and good advice, because of course it did. The sooner people get married and start a family, the sooner they start accumulating wealth together. And that's just the economic side of things. The sooner they get married, the sooner they build their own world. The sooner the joys will follow. And of course, none of this is a secret. Unless, of course, you're in Hollywood or watching Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, where their marriage is like having termites, right? But Harrison Butker stood up and said, get married and start a family. And oh boy, combined with that pro-life tie, it really made him a marked man. So what happens next? Here's the big story. He spoke at Benedictine College graduation commencement this spring. Now, for those of you who don't know Benedictine, it is a conservative Catholic college started by the Benedictine Order. The Benedictine Order came out of Germany, and it has its own sort of sub-beliefs about proper role of study and so forth. It's not controversial. This is not a group of people who have caused problems in the 600 or 700 years of its existence in the world. So Harrison Butker is the commencement speaker at Benedictine College. And he says something apparently so diabolical, so controversial, so injurious to the psyches of college women everywhere that he's being canceled. Well, at least he's being canceled among some people. I don't know if we have the audio on that. I have the quote here. Okay, so Harrison Butker is at Benedictine College, and he stands up, and here's what he says. Let's give this a listen, and you judge how outrageous this might be. Go ahead.
I want to speak directly to you briefly, because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now, about to cross this stage, and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife.
Can you hear
embrace
it?
One of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
Can you hear that? Do you hear the joy in his voice? He's almost to tears. He's filled with love. He's utterly in awe. Folks, these are the comments that have caused Harrison Butker to become the target of cancel culture, ostracization, controversy, and every imaginable culture counterattack you can imagine. Eddie Vedder, the singer of Pearl Jam, gave a concert two nights ago and stopped the show to attack him. Stop the show. If you Google this, you'll see it everywhere. NPR, all the little talking birds on TV. Harrison Butker of the Kansas City Chiefs is now a bigot, a misogynist, a wicked person to be uninvited from the White House Super Bowl ceremony. What has gone crazy in this country? You heard what he just said. Now, let's unpack some of it, and we'll talk more about this. I want to hear from you at 1-888-589-8840. 1-888-589-8840. Let's unpack this. A couple words in there I want to focus on. He said vocation. Harrison Butker is a conservative Catholic. Let's just get that out there. He has a whole bunch of kids. He's like 27. I don't know the exact number, but he might have like 5 or 6 kids. And he fell from the faith at a large part of his life. And he has a conversion story or a return to the faith story that's pretty powerful. I'm not going to get into it here. You don't probably need to hear it because you know how these stories go. And he takes it very seriously. And he referred to his wife as having a vocation. And what that means is it's her calling, her decision, by the way, to do what she believes to be God's will and raise the family's kids and give them a loving home so they don't emerge on the streets of America cracked and broken, putting guns at people's heads like so many kids in D.C. like to do and around American major cities because they grew up in a cracked home. Might have had crack in it too, but they grew up in a cracked family environment. All these miscreants running around taking drugs like zombies on the streets of the country. Oh, you think I'm kidding? Google Philadelphia zombie videos on YouTube. You can see for yourself what broken homes do. It is not controversial to say in America that if a child is raised in a two-parent family with moral values, faith, industry, thrift, and all the other values that made this country great, starting at the frontier 300, 400 years ago, that those children will grow up to be more productive and not killing people or sticking needles in their arms. This is not rocket science. This is not controversial, at least to me. I don't think it's probably controversial to you. But it is to the culture today. So Harrison Butker is feeling the full weight of the cancel culture on him. And he deserves to be defended. And that's what we're doing today. At least I am. What about you? 1-888-589-8840. Guess what? His sales of his jersey have exploded. They can actually track NFL jersey sales. A couple of years ago, Alejandro Villanueva of the Pittsburgh Steelers, former Army Ranger, you might remember, and former West Point graduate, served in Afghanistan. Villanueva defended the American flag when all of these other NFL players wanted to take a knee during the Star-Spangled Banner, you might remember, and his jersey sales went through the roof. So in the end, folks, we outnumber them. Never lose sight of that. Right now in America, we are more numerous than they are. They just have more levers of power. We and our views are what built this country, what will sustain this country, despite their best efforts to destroy this country. Never forget it. Never shy from it. Never shrink. And Harrison Butker stood up at Benedictine College and said what was in his heart about his wife. And that is getting him into trouble with the culture. What did the Chiefs do to defend Harrison Butker? We'll get to that. What about the NFL? Oh, Roger Goodell is very concerned. Very worried. All the little college campus girls, not at Benedictine, by the way. You guys have no fear about the students of Benedictine, okay? I know about Benedictine College. Thank God it exists. It's one of the few places in the country where the college is not an institution of wackoness, where you don't get a BA in lunacy. Though those schools are out there, we could do a whole show on that. But they're there. And I guarantee that there were people moved to tears in the audience when Harrison Butker was speaking about his wife's vocation. And let's talk more about vocations, because what does that mean? Vocation is a choice. We'll get to that and more, and hopefully your calls. I'm Christian Adams. In for Jen Ellison at American Family Radio, you can reach us at 1-888-589-8840. Again, 1-888-589-8840. Your calls are next on American Family Radio.
A lot about saving babies on this show, and that's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you, we need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on us. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or $140, helps to rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't. Together, you and I can save lives. Just dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Welcome back to Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning, America. I'm Jay Christian Adams in for Jenna Ellis on American Family Radio. So nice to have you here today. Want to hear from you at 1-888-589-8840. We're talking about Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who had the audacity to stand up at the Benedictine College commencement this past week or so and say things like, I bet a lot of you are excited about your marriage and the children you'll bring into this world, and talked about his wife's vocation. And that has landed him in trouble with the culture in a big way, not just sort of a, and you watch this story, it's going to keep steamrolling. It's going to keep steamrolling all the little nasty ones who come out shrieking and howling. And I've written about the little nasty ones who come out of the woods shrieking and howling anytime someone speaks the truth. Like, I was in the gallery when Justice Kavanaugh was confirmed, and you would have thought that I was at like a coven of witches. I'm serious. I've written about it. You can read the story. They made a noise I have never heard before nor since with their voices. It was like a harmonic of shrieking. When Kavanaugh was confirmed, I've written it at PJ Media. You can read the story if you Google Christian Adams, PJ Media, Justice Kavanaugh. So Harrison Butker says this, and all come out the shrieky little shriekers, condemning him. How dare you, you misogynist, to say women have vocations? How dare you say that a woman could be happy as a homemaker? How dare you praise your wife on the stage, almost to the point of tears if you listen to that audio, saying how your wife and her has changed your life. How dare you? You can't speak like that. Not in 2024. So along comes Eddie Vedder. He's the lead singer of Pearl Jam, a band that used to be popular like 30 years ago. And the lead singer of Pearl Jam stops the show last week or two nights ago and says, quote, Butker started telling men, don't forget to puff up your chest and be more masculine, Vedder railed at the Las Vegas concert. There's nothing more masculine than a strong man supporting a strong woman, as the audience roared with applause and cheers. 99% of them probably didn't even know what Vedder was talking about. But that's just the beginning. Oh, my gosh. Jon Stewart, you know, that shrill thing was attacking Butker. You just Google Harrison Butker and you'll see page after page after page of attacks. He had the tenacity to say that he believes that some women choose and are here by their own choice to be homemakers and raise a family. Now, let's decode this a wee little bit. What they don't like, what they think is happening is this is a form of slavery, of man slavery. Okay? That's what they think in their heads, that the man is taking away their roar, their power, their dreams. That's actually a word that's been used a lot, is if a woman wants to pursue her dreams, Harrison Butker shouldn't get in the way. That's what they're saying. Now, let's decode something a little more. What did the Kansas City Chiefs ownership say about this? What did they do? Did they defend Harrison Butker or not? Now, if you know anything about the Hunt family, if you know anything about Lamar Hunt and his son and their family, you will know what's coming next because they defended Harrison Butker. This is the Tavia Hunt, the wife of the owner. I guess she's an owner too, right? She posted, "Our society desperately needs dedicated men and women to raise up and train the next generation in the way they should go." Listen up. Proverbs 31:28 says, quote, "Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." Unquote. This is still Tavia Hunt speaking, or at least on Instagram. Embracing the beautiful roles that God has made is something to celebrate. Thank you, Kansas City Chiefs ownership. Thank you, Harrison Butker. I'm going to say it. Folks, we need to defend people like this. Kenny, you are in Oklahoma. Good morning, Kenny. You're on with Jay Christian Adams in for Jenna Ellis on American Family Radio. Go ahead, Kenny.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for your program. Thank God for Harrison. I support Harrison. I will be praying for him. I hope he becomes more courageous. I hope he speaks out against homosexuality and transgenderism. I hope he becomes so courageous that he will denounce Pope Francis for supporting homosexuality.
Hold on, Kenny. Look. He doesn't have to be a crusader for everything to deserve our praise, okay? This is a big enough fight he's chosen. You know, let's focus on the fight he has chosen, not the one we wish that he would do, because the fight that he has chosen has already taken a life of its own. And we should defend him in this time and give him your prayers and recognize that this is part of a bigger battle. This is not some quirky thing that a Chiefs player said and people don't like. It's not contained like that. It's not small like that. This is part of a bigger fight. A bigger fight about religious liberty in the public square, about your freedom to say what you think, your freedom to practice your faith, your freedom to believe in an America that's built on a different foundation than all of the cultural winds want. I go back to what I said in the last segment. A world that is built around Harrison Buckner's values and a nation that's built around Harrison Buckner's values will have like 1/10 of the problems that the country we have today has. Maybe 1/20. The crime, the despair, the suicide. How about that? Just leave it at suicide and the increasing rates of teen and young adult suicide. Let him fight the fight he's fighting. Let's not get into a all multi-front war with him. Patricia, you're in Texas. Good morning. You're on with Jay Christian Adams on American Family Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just always wonder, like you said earlier, that the left always, they have the power, but we have the numbers. And I always wonder, how can we show our numbers? How can we show our numbers? And just one little thing while I was sitting there listening to your other conversations, you said something about thank you, Harrison Butler. And it's such a small little thing, but I think, you know, if everybody that can think of it, hashtag, you know, whenever you do something, hashtag thank you, Harrison Butler, just something to get our numbers shown, because the left can always show their numbers. They always show the power. They always show their voice. And we just seem so, we have numbers, but we seem so quiet. And I'm just wondering, what can we do to support him? I mean, I know prayer, but what else can we do to show our numbers?
I've got a couple ideas I'll share with you. But first of all, Patricia, that is an extremely astute observation. What can we do? Why are we the majority, but we seem to be the minority in the culture? And I've got two suggestions on this. First of all, and it reminds me of something Pope John Paul II said, and he might have gotten it from somewhere else, but he always would say, be not afraid. And when he spoke to literally sometimes millions of people in a crowd, like in Manila and in Denver, it sparked a whole generation of young people to be not afraid. I say this all the time to young people in the movement. Don't be afraid of what they say to you. Don't be afraid. And I think Harrison Butker is living that. He's giving witness to that calling to be not afraid. So the first suggestion I have, Patricia, is don't be afraid to speak up when, you know, I talked about this on this show in the past, subbing, where you're in a conversation in DC and somebody will say something like at the pool or, you know, at some event, they'll be like, isn't it horrible what all these Christians are doing, blah, 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 or something like that. And they just assume you think like them. Now, maybe you're blessed, Patricia, not to have to run into this crowd, okay? Because you're in Texas, right? But next time someone says something, don't be rude to them. Just say, you know, I disagree. I really do think it's a good thing what Harrison Butker said. I think it really is a good thing when, and, you know, pick your issue. Because these people can't help but like get in your face impolitely about what they think, and they evangelize in their way. It's time to evangelize back. That's my first suggestion. My second suggestion is a micro suggestion about Harrison Butker. First of all, his doggone name makes it hard, right? Because I want to say Butler, you want to say Butler, it's Butker. And I've mangled his name even in my brain. I call him the wrong thing when I'm thinking it myself. So, you know, there's Twitter out there, or X, they call it now. Go online. And you know, a lot of people are defending him, like the owners of the Chiefs. Go online and say, thank you very much, Hunt family, or whatever their little hashtag is. Or call, you know, the signal thing. They used to call them, what, handles in the CB days? Remember that? Breaker, breaker, 1-9. This is the rubber duck. Whatever they call them on Twitter. Go thank the Hunt family for standing up for Harrison Butker. That's another place to start. So, you look, those are two small suggestions, but your bigger point is important. We still are the majority in the country. People who believe in decency, goodness, values, God, faith. Now, they're working on that if you look at the poll numbers. They're working to whittle those numbers down. And this is part of it. Don't lose sight of it. Ridiculing a man of faith like Harrison Butker is part of their broader effort to isolate him, to ridicule him, to marginalize him, and ultimately to eradicate him. That's what they're really looking for. It's eradication. And they do soft eradication, and in places like Iran and Vietnam and Cambodia, they do hard eradication. But they're close cousins. One comes before the other, doesn't it? That's what history shows, for those of you who want to ridicule that statement, because I know you're out there. Rick, you're in Oklahoma. Good morning, Rick. You're on American Family Radio with J. Christian Adams.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I truly do want to thank this young man, this football player, for standing up for what he believes in. And I wish more people would do that, especially on the godly side. We need to be out there, like you said, we need to stand up for these folks and stand by godly views. And I was telling your call screener that, you know, I believe in the First Amendment, and I believe everybody has a right to speak, but there comes a point in God's word where, you know, if they're going against God, I don't see why we even give these folks a platform, because there's a difference between right and wrong. And what they're doing with this transgender and all these other things, going against the family and things like that, is wrong. And we should stand up for that. We should
well,
stand
listen,
up
I,
for right and wrong.
I agree with you. And look, I'm going to give out a Twitter handle. Gracie Hunt. Gracie Hunt is the daughter of Clark Hunt. She will eventually probably own the Kansas City Chiefs one day, Gracie Hunt. And she has at her Twitter handle, I'm still calling it Twitter, "Be known for your kindness and grace," Romans 8:28. And she has a blue check mark, so this seems to be her. It's called at Grace L-Y-N Hunt, Grace Lynn Hunt. Only one N in Lynn, Grace Lynn Hunt. I can pretty much promise that if you were to tweet at her, "Thank you for standing up for Harrison Butker," the message is going to get through. Now, there's lots of other ways you could do this. I could look up a lot more Twitter handles, but let's start with the owner's daughter, who's very visible, by the way. When the Lombardi Trophy is being given out, she's on the stage. She kind of like is an Instagram influencer. And she is not afraid to talk about her faith. So thank goodness it's the Chiefs. I think the Steelers might also be like this. I think there's some really good ownership groups in the NFL. The Hunts, the Rooneys, the Maras in New York. These are people who understood over time what makes or breaks people and organizations. So this could not have happened at a better football team. I'm J. Christian Adams, 1-888-589-8840. Why are people of faith under such attack when they speak things that used to not be controversial? Let's pretend it's 1975 and he gets up and gives a speech at Virginia Tech or at Benedictine. And of course, he wouldn't have to give this speech in 1975. Well, maybe 55. But see, folks, the 50s are what the left likes to make fun of. The 50s were the decade that became the object of ridicule to the cultural left in the 60s. Like Leave It to Beaver, that's like always an insult. June Cleaver, that's like an insult for a mother. They've been up to this for a long time. And Harrison Butker is just the latest example. Want to hear from you at 1-888-589-8840. I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm in today and tomorrow here on American Family Radio. So nice to be with you. Back with more of your calls after this.
Can be milestones in life, some early on and some later. One rollover you might consider is from your individual retirement account to a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. If you'd like to increase your retirement income and leave an impactful gift to the work of American Family Association, the charitable gift annuity is a worthwhile option. To learn more, contact the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345, or email foundation@afa.net. If you own an IRA, would like to increase your charitable giving, but need retirement income, the IRA to CGA rollover may be for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Welcome back to Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning, America. I'm J. Christian Adams. In for Jenna Ellis today. I'll be with you tomorrow, too. It's been real fun subbing for you. Nice to hear from you all again. love taking your calls and talking about the things that really matter in this country. And today, we're talking about the latest cancel culture victim of Harrison Butker, the Kansas City Chiefs, because he had the audacity to stand up at Benedictine College and give the commencement address and say that, quote, "I want to speak directly to women because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. Most diabolical lies told to you." Boy, we could fill that vessel up with lots of examples, couldn't we? About diabolical lies. By the way, the word diabolical, that's not an accident, and you know it. What about all these other commencement addresses? Why aren't they controversial? I'll bet you I could look at the commencements at the Ivy League universities, the ones that actually happened, not the ones that got shut down because of the Israel haters took over campus. I could look at the commencement addresses at Berkeley and UCLA and Michigan and Stanford and the Ivy Leagues. I'll bet you I could find a whole bunch of really controversial stuff in those commencement addresses, couldn't I? Bunch of America is bad. A lot of diabolical lies told to women, probably. So Harrison Butker gets up and does this, and he's being attacked. Oh, but his jersey sales are soaring, folks. Good news. We do outnumber them. Don't forget it. Amanda, good morning. You're on American Family Radio. I'm Jay Christian Adams. What do you have to say this morning?
Hi, Jay. I was just calling in, you know, I've seen a lot of the posts about him on Facebook and all the social platforms. And, you know, I don't agree with the people attacking him. I think everyone has freedom of speech. He has a right to get up and say what he wants to say, and not just what he wants to say, but those are his truths. He spoke his truths. And I'm a homemaker. I stay home. I raise my kids. It gives my husband the opportunity to, do what he needs to do to support our family. And I agree with a lot of Butker's comments. I agree with all that. I think it's wonderful that he spoke about his wife and made it clear how important her role has been in his life and his achievements and the achievements to come for his children. But I don't agree with the diabolical lies comment, because I do think it was a little on the offensive side. I mean, we do still need women in the workforce in this world. There are so many women in this world that are changing lives. All the teachers, I mean, that's just one example. I mean, my kids have the most amazing teachers at their Christian school. And if it weren't for those women going to college, getting a degree, having a career, where would my children be? I mean, I can only do so much as a homemaker. Those teachers are changing my children's lives as well. So I'm really torn about the subject. I see both sides of it. I'm not offended because I'm not offended easily, but I can see where people were rubbed wrong about the diabolical lies comment specifically.
Okay, so let's try to unpack this. And I think you raise an extraordinarily nuanced point, Amanda, and let's try to unpack this. So I think the diabolical lie he's referring to is in the next sentence. Some of you, here's what he says, or the next couple sentences. Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world. Okay, let's stop there. Right. I think I know what he's up to here. He wants to preserve space for the woman who wants to have a family. He's not saying, and this is incredibly important in my view, he's not saying you should not have a career. He's not saying people in the workforce, women in the workforce who have chosen the professional life are doing anything wrong. He is not saying that. What he's saying, the diabolical lie, is that that's the only choice you have, that women must go into the workforce to have value. That's the diabolical lie. The diabolical lie is not women can go into the workforce. It's must versus can. And then he goes on to say, but I would venture to guess the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you'll bring in this world. Now realize he's at Benedictine College. Benedictine, if you haven't been there, is an extremely conservative, traditional school with people who go there for this reason. They want to get a good education, and many of the women want to have families. It's similar to the University of Dallas. Okay? I know this crowd because I know this crowd. These are my people, okay? And I'm not saying that I believe in this, but I know these people. I hang out with them at parties. And they go to places like Benedictine to get an education so they have options, but their primary vocation and their view at that point is to have a family. The women. And they are listening to the voice of God in making that decision. They're not listening to the culture. And I think Butker is trying to preserve space for them. He was trying to elbow out the people who tell them that that is always a bad choice. And it's not the best choice for everybody. Part of what Butker is saying is you should get to decide this, not the culture around you. You should get to decide if you want to dedicate yourselves to your family or your career or both. See, we have lost the space in this country where it's okay for a young woman to say, I can't wait to have a family. That's like, you know, in the 1940s saying, I'm a communist. Well, maybe the 50s. The 40s was a little more cool because we were with Uncle Joe, right? So I think Butker is trying to preserve space for freedom. Freedom of conscience, career freedom, freedom of values. I think that's what's happening. I see it because all of us know how the culture treats women who want to be first and foremost mothers. They're ridiculed. They have costumes, right? You can tune on in Mad Men, like they wear their costumes. I'm the woman who wants to have a family. Here's my costume with my jewelry and heels. They get ridiculed by Hollywood. And finally, Butker punches back. Finally, there's somebody, and they punch back at him. See, he's just trying to free up space, in my view. Jerry, you're in Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good to talk to you again. I have listened to most of your rebuttal and agree with what you're saying, and I would like to lovingly, as a Christian brother to the woman that just called, push back a little bit as well and ask just a simple question of, what does she mean by Harrison spoke his truth, was one of her statements. I teach sixth grade Sunday school at our church. I try to do it faithfully, biblically, and we've gone through a topic called subjective and objective truth. There is no his truth, my truth, your truth. There is just the truth. There's objective truth. And when we as Christians base this truth off of a biblical worldview, then the only truth is what the Bible says. And the Bible is very specific in God's word about what he says women are. First, he says women are a helpmate. They are equal to the man that God created. They were created to help the man. They are equal in these regards. And in marriage, they are given the highest esteem, as Harrison rightly said, as a mother. That is the greatest job God has given. As you said, it's not that they can't go into the workforce. That was not the role that God gave them as a esteemed woman. So I would encourage her to delve into God's word to understand that society says women must compete with their husband, but God says that he created them to complement and complete their husband. That's all. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah. Thank you for those comments. You know, we could do a whole show on this. I wish I could. I'm only here one more day this week, so we can't, but we could. And I think this is a really nuanced area. I heard the phrase once. It's used at a school that I'm aware of, that women are the trustees of humanity, right? What women are will decide the fate of humanity. If they're on trank and drunk, humanity's in trouble, right? If women aren't doing what they're called to do, then humanity is sailing off the cliff. It's women who are going to keep stuff in order in the family in the end. That's kind of what I think he's saying. And without the family, it's sayonara, right? It's Brave New World. It's Test Tube Land. And, you know, go read that book for some chilling imagery. All raised in the collective, serving the state. You know, this has been written about in English literature. We haven't, this is not a new topic of what the world looks like without the family. We know what it looks like. It's like the end times. So without families, the world falls apart. It's the foundation of civilization. And if any of you want to debate me on that, I would love to, because I'm looking at it in the streets of Philadelphia. I'm seeing it in the morgues if it doesn't work. Families keep civilization alive, period. More than the government does. More than any other human institution. Ah, what did Adams just say? The family is not a human institution. Sarah, good morning. You are on American Family Radio with J. Christian Adams. How are you doing?
Great. I just wanted to say in the early 80s, I was 24 and my sister asked me. I was working full-time, had a career, and I was volunteering with the campus ministry. And she said, well, is this what you want to do with your life, or what are your plans? And I said, I'd never breathed a word of this to anyone. I said, I really want to be a wife and mother, but you can't say that. So I think she started praying, and within a year I met my husband. And we feel blessed because he wanted to work and allow me to be home. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I didn't think I would. But so it's been out there a long time, and I'm so thankful for a strong man to speak out about it. So
yeah, Sarah, I can hear the joy in your voice.
Yeah, because now my seventh grandbaby is due, and I have been an at-home mom, and now I'm an at-home grandma. So just excited to pour into their lives too.
So, yeah. Well, don't tell anyone, Sarah, because the culture will come after you for those words. I'm kidding, but I'm not.
No.
Right?
I mean, even at my very evangelical church, sometimes I feel like, oh, you didn't work outside the home. Kind of like, I mean, I homeschooled all our kids, so there was a lot of work. But, you know, it's kind of like, well, you weren't out there, you know. But one other thing, in 1978, I came home and told my mom from high school that I wasn't going to have any kids, and if I did, I would adopt them. And she just laughed. She said, you know, one day you'll meet a guy that you really love and you'll want to have kids. She just had a good response. But that was from a population explosion indoctrination at the high school I was going to. And was right. I changed. I had four kids, you know.
You remind me, it's like I'm listening to Saturday Night Fever, your story about population explosion. Remember in the 70s, that was a very, that was a fad, that we were going to overpopulate the world and there'd be no bread to eat or water to drink. And we therefore had to curb population growth. I mean, that was this Malthusian theory that we were going to overpopulate the world. And it was part of this wickedness of the 60s and 70s, going back to the 20s when the eugenics movement was trying to, actually didn't try to, was forcibly sterilizing populations. And of course, that took us into the 30s with the Nazis, with Acton T, which is a program that dispensed with sterilization and got right to the elimination phase of anybody they didn't like. So there is a history in the 20th century, some versions more diabolical than others, but yet the 20th century saw a concerted effort to eliminate humanity, to eliminate humans, I should say. I'm J. Christian Adams. It's been so nice talking with you. I'm so happy to be defending Harrison Butker. I think we should tweet this show out to the Chiefs. What do you think? Hail the Chiefs for what they're doing. Thank you, Hunt family. Thank you, Harrison Butker. I'll be with you tomorrow, one more day this week. And you can follow me at Twitter at Election Law CTR, Election Law Center, kind of, CTR. I'm J. Christian Adams. I've been with you on American Family Radio, in for Jenna Ellis. Jen will be back later this week. Until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same station. Take care.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.